After beginning the Perek discussing various customs with regards to working on Erev Pesach, the Mishnah went quite sidetracked for a few Mishnahs discussing various different customs, and then the Mishnah came back to the discussion of work on Erev Pesach. So the Mishnah says, the way we're going to translate this is the one is allowed to set a hen on top of eggs so that the eggs will hatch on the 14th of Nisan. Meaning, even in places where it's forbidden to do work on Erev Pesach, whether it be that the custom is like that, whether it be that they think that the law is like that, this does not include the form of work of setting hens on eggs so that they will hatch. The reason being that this is not considered a long malacha or a difficult malacha. It's a simple task and therefore it's permitted on Erev Pesach. However, on Chol HaMoed, on the days in the middle of Pesach, which are treated in most regards like a Yom Tov itself, so on Chol HaMoed this would be forbidden. However, even on Chol HaMoed, v'sanagolis shebarcha, a hen which ran away, it went away from sitting on the eggs, and we're discussing a case where the hen was on the eggs for at least 3 days, so the eggs are no longer fitting to be eaten as regular eggs, they're only fitting to be hatched now. The problem is, the hen has gone away. If he doesn't put the hen back on the eggs, then the eggs won't hatch and they'll end up being spoiled, not eaten nor hatched and going to the waste. And therefore, one is allowed to return the hen into its place on top of the eggs, and in fact, if that hen died, then one is even allowed to bring another hen and place it instead of the original hen on top of the eggs. And this comes under the category of Dover Ha'oved, something which can cause a large loss, which is therefore permitted on Chol HaMoed. So even though in general work is forbidden on Chol HaMoed, if it's a Dover Ha'oved where one will lose out quite substantially, then it is permitted on Chol HaMoed. So since over here the eggs cannot be eaten anymore, they can only be hatched, and if you leave them without a hen over them until after Pesach, you'll end up losing out on the entire eggs, because they won't be hatched anymore. So because of that, it is permitted to do this on Chol HaMoed. Alright, next example. Gerfim el tachas ragli the hema. One is permitted to rake out, to sweep out the dung from underneath animals' feet by Ba'asar on the 14th of Nisan on Erev Pesach. Because again, this is not considered to be a significant, difficult activity. And so one is allowed to sweep and rake out that dung and put it in a place outside of the animal's enclosure and dispose of the dung elsewhere. However, Uva Moed, on Chol HaMoed itself, where the laws are more strict, Masalkin Latzdodin, one is only allowed to rake and sweep the dung to the sides, but one is not allowed to take it and throw it out elsewhere. Wherever it is, one has to keep it within that boundary, and you can only move it to the side. And the Mishnah ends off with another leniency of Erev Pesach over Chol HaMoed, and that is that Malichim Mavin Kenim Mbeis HaUman, one is allowed to bring utensils to and from the house of a craftsman. If he needs somebody to fix a tool for him, to fix some sort of object, he's allowed to bring that to the craftsman, or if the craftsman already fixed it for him, he's allowed to bring it back from there to his house, even if they are not for the sake of Yom Tov, even if they are not needed. Because this is a very easy task, again, it is permitted. However, on Chol HaMoed, it would be forbidden even to bring back things from the craftsman's house, unless it is needed for the sake of the Yom Tov itself. So that is just another comparison between Erev Pesach and Chol HaMoed, and how Chol HaMoed is more strict than Erev Pesach.